This is HUR Voices on Sirius XM Radio Channel 141 with your hosts Carl Brown and Sharon Morton.
Welcome back to the Small Business Report here at HUR Voices on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Carl Brown, your host, and with me is my co-host, Sharon Morton. We are delighted to have in our studio Ms. Danielle Ricks, Super Social Media Specialist. Welcome, Danielle, and thanks for being here with us on the Small Business Report.
Yeah, I am happy to be here with you guys.
We're excited.
So, Danielle, why is social media so important to business owners?
Well, you want to be where your target audience is, and they are online. A recent Nielsen report said that 60% of adults are now using their smartphones and their online video streaming. And so with billions of people on Facebook, that's billions with a B, and millions on Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram, you'd be remiss not to use social media to get in touch with your target audience. That's where they are. That's where you can talk to them. That's where you can get feedback. That's where you could sell products. It's a huge miss on your part if you don't think about using social media.
And those numbers are probably going to grow.
Those numbers are only going up. They're going up and up and up.
Every day.
So why should anyone using the digital space for their business have a social media plan in the first place?
You don't want to just jump out there all willy-nilly, folks, and like, oh, there's a new social media app or new social media something online, and this is a new shiny toy. Let me go grab it. You need a plan. Like, and the very first thing I do when I sit down with clients is I ask them, what is your goal? What is your purpose for using social media? Is it to raise awareness about your brand or your organization? Do you want to raise money for something? Are you selling product?
What if they're doing all of the above, though?
If they're doing all of the above, that's an even more important reason to have a social media plan, because you want to think about, what's your target audience? What's their demographic, right? So what's their age group? Where are they online? Mm-hmm. So an expert comes in and they say, all right, well, your target audience is between, I don't know, 18 to 35. Well, we definitely want to be on Snapchat then, right? Because that's where they are. Don't want to be on Facebook because not that's where they are not.
They used to be, but they're gone.
Right. So you want to be able to figure out what's your goal, A, what's your target audience, and then which platforms are you going to use? And then, and this is the most important part, do you have the staff to support the plan once you put it into place?
Our next guest is Akia Garnett, branding expert and co-author of Seen and Sustained Best Practices in Communication that Increases the Visibility of Small and Diverse Businesses. And she is the creator of the Brand Builder Continuous Improvement Process Model. Akia, welcome to the Small Business Report.
Great. Thank you for having me, Carl and Sharon.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Branding, would you say branding and social media kind of go hand in hand?
Well, in the grand sense, communication is the overarching umbrella. And so under communication are these other functions. Marketing is one function. Advertising is another function. Sales, business development, all of those things fall under communication. And social media is an extension of marketing. So if you have a marketing plan, social media would be one component of your marketing plan.
Okay.
But it certainly is not, it's not the same as marketing. It's a component of marketing. It's a vehicle and tools that we use to disseminate our messaging. So just like social media is available today, tomorrow it could be something completely different that puts social media out of the sphere and told. So the point is that you're always going to have a message to communicate about your brand. You're always going to have a message to communicate about your products and services. Social media is the ways in which we use today to communicate it online, but direct mail is still alive.
Yeah.
Telemarketing is still alive. Television is dying, but it's still alive. Radio, is still alive in all of its shapes and forms. And so social media is just one component. And I advise people to not put all their eggs in this social media basket. You've got to balance that out very well because you'd never know, especially depending upon how old your demographic is and how they like to receive their information. Think about some target audiences who
like
are
seniors.
Not seniors and some in some industries who are not even able to connect online. They've got classified jobs and so forth. So you've got to think about what ways in which you can communicate to people in ways that they can receive the information and the ways that they prefer to receive the information. Social media is strong and it absolutely needs to be a part of any marketing plan and strategy, but it's one component.